friends. Welcome to From the Fryer. I'm Ellie.
And this is Leon. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Married at First Sight.
Today we are covering Married at First Sight, Season 13, Episode 16, Weighing the Decision. How did you feel this episode went?
Really good. I think I have a pretty good idea of how I think decision day is going to go.
Oh, we got to do predictions.
Yeah, we're gonna save it till the end, I think, right?
Yeah, sure.
It was really cool to see everyone interact essentially at their final moments.
Some were just straight faking it, and
yeah, some were a little over the top. Like, it probably put on by production. Like, for example, Johnny and Pal's dinner. I thought that was...
They're kind of throwing a wild card at me. Everything Bao was saying threw me off. But things like Ryan and Brett, come on.
Yeah, I don't even... Did he bring a bag with him to that was going to leave empty because he already took everything?
That's what I don't get. Like, even the counters were bare.
He put a bag on the bed and I was thinking, is that just going to be empty when he leaves with it?
Also, why was Brett there?
I'm not sure.
She doesn't even live there.
Either.
But... We'll talk about my theory.
All right. But yeah, I think it was a really good episode overall. Like, once again, I think this is our favorite show. As far as
people give it a lot of shit and they're saying they're done with it, but I still really like it.
As far as the style the show uses, I'm still heavily into it. And I'm talking on the realms of like reality TV type, right? Because we have other shows that aren't reality TV that we enjoy.
I'm wondering if 90 Day Happily Ever After, so the last season of 90 Day, was just so bad that I can look over any flaw in maths right now.
Possibly. The only... Some of the big gripes I think we've had is the lack of the experts.
That's been a huge issue with me. Because I think that if there was regular sessions with the professionals, maybe it would have altered some of the paths of these couples.
I think at one point we went back and looked at, I think we went as far back as like season 6. I can't remember how far back we ended up. So once we saw a season that we enjoyed, we actually worked our way back and
saw. Well, we went backwards, which was weird. We started at, what was it? Man, it was from last season and we just started going backwards versus forwards. So we saw the majority of them stopping at about season.
I never made it to season one or two or anything. Like maybe during the holidays or something, we should sort of.
We should do some throwbacks.
Yeah, do like little either throwbacks or sneak peeks of, or not sneak peeks, but just kind of do a little comparison of like they totally, you know, extras totally showed up way more in earlier seasons.
Or we should just cover Terrace House.
Terrace House. So good. Terrace House would be pretty incredible.
One of my favorite reality TV shows of all time. Netflix. Give it a try. Maybe we'll cover it. There's only three or four seasons on Netflix.
You know, for our fans, but also to sort of have our thoughts, you know, in writing or recorded, if you will.
I mean, it was a while ago, so I don't remember everything that happened. I'm sure it'll come back to me, but being able to kind of put my thoughts out there, also it was so good.
Would you want to start that from like the first seasons, like, well, the earliest ones we can get on Netflix or...
Start from newest to best. No, because there's some newer seasons I don't really like. I mean, okay, let's just be honest. Hawaii wasn't as good as Boys and Girls in the City.
No, yeah, I would agree.
So I don't know if I would want to cover that. But Boys and the Girls in the City, any day.
Yeah, I think Hawaii was kind of boring.
Yeah. We went to Tokyo in 2019, and that was an amazing trip. I cannot wait to go back. And then I found this reality show, and
it was almost like you're being right back, right? You were there again.
And I was like, oh, you remember that? Oh, do you remember that Shinjuku? Yeah. Do you remember that subway? Like, it's so cool.
Or like the alley with all the bars. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, we've been there. Like, this is crazy. I honestly highly recommend everyone to, if you have the opportunity to go to Japan, it's just everything about... Like, their culture, we didn't even make it out to the countryside, which
I
feel bad.
No, we only had 5 days, and so we had to kind of jam as much as we could in every day. So it was pretty much just Tokyo.
I mean, like, Tokyo is so big, and every pocket is so different. It's almost like you could spend whole days in just a pocket of, like, there's one district that I can't remember the name, but it's pretty much where all of the like anime culture is.
Yeah.
Like you could just walk around there and go through the different stores and buildings for like some buildings are like 9 stories of just like content. Like, you can spend hours just in a building.
Buildings of just photo booths. Yeah, amazing. Buildings of photo booths. The most booths. Amazing professional photo booths I've ever seen in my life.
Some arcades. Some districts are like arcade party-ish districts where they have like 8-story arcades.
Let me clarify. Our arcades have nothing on theirs. It's it is like, the most it's amazing like a, thing.
It's like a 9-story Dave and Buster's. Yeah. Is like what it basically is.
But also the games themselves are so cool.
Yeah, the games are like they're super so interactive. Unique. They're super unique and not what you'd see anywhere in the States, at least unless you were in like a super random place in the States where they would have a game like that.
Best 7-Elevens I've experienced in my life.
Yeah, and you know, everyone's going to have their spot, right? Some folks are super down for like Europe or yeah. Iceland or Tokyo or Australia or something, but really it's a really incredible place to visit. I highly recommend you guys check it out.
Also, we haven't made it to Europe yet, so let us go there. And we'll probably say the exact same thing.
Interesting because it's so not spread out, but like you're in Spain.
I mean, we're saying Europe, yeah, but there's a lot yeah, you're to
like,
that.
You're like in Spain, or you're in like you went to Italy, and then some people get like there's so many different things in Europe that it's like it's so expansive as far as what each culture can represent.
It'd be so cool. We were supposed to go to a wedding 2 years in a row now. They got canceled both years. Due to COVID. So that was going to be our big kind of reason to go and then just extend the trip and enjoy exploring. Oh, yeah.
That would have been a trip. Because I think we were going to go either buffer enough days or we could sort of, you know, jump on trains and
just go
stay at different spots.
One day. It'll happen. I mean, I feel like everyone had their events or their travel affected. So yeah. Easy to relate to. But I digress. I don't even know how I got on this. Oh, Terrace House.
Well,
once MAFS ends, we'll kind of have a space open to cover other things, or if we want to do random shows about... I mean, what if we want to just do random shows about random things we watch during the week? But we still stay with 90 Day.
Isn't Terrace House shorter episodes?
They're shorter episodes, but there's so many more of them.
So we might have to...
Like, a season's not 12 episodes. It's, like, 40.
Yeah, it could be anywhere from 28 to 50 episodes.
Yeah.
We might have to do some kind of, like, bundled...
I can't do one at a time. Yeah. I would much rather do be like first four. Okay. Yeah. Do you love that we're talking out the show on the show?
Yeah.
Future plans since MAFS is coming to an end. We'll figure something. Okay. But to get back into this episode is probably, I don't want to say my least favorite, but not a lot happens here. We're just reviewing. We're just waiting for decision day.
Well, I mean, after the, you know, explosiveness and all that stuff of,
couples retreat.
Couples retreat. It kind of, you know, after that, it feels a little, boring, but yeah, it was still interesting.
It was still interesting. So we'll just go right in. We'll start with Brett and Ryan. Ryan and his friend are playing tennis together, and I was really annoyed that Ryan just kept saying that he felt really bad and that this is something that he wanted for so long. I can't take that seriously because he... Stop trying so early. Like, yes, the idea of marriage is something that you wanted for so long, but not this marriage.
Ryan is the... I think I mentioned this to you while you're watching it, that he looks like someone who is in shape and he works out, but he's in, like, the bulking stage of his, like, journey. Like, he hasn't cut yet. So, to me, it looks almost like strong dad bod.
I'm always in bulking phase. I stay in bulking phase.
It felt like the scenery was sort of plotted because I was like, do these guys ever play tennis?
No, I feel like, okay, I always thought this during the show, but definitely in this episode, I feel like every couple's moment was just planned. This isn't something that Gil wasn't like, hey, let's go roller skating. This dude wasn't like, hey, friend, let's play tennis. No, they probably want to go to a bar and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be on Tinder and hang out.
Oh, you gotta go there. Oh.
He says, I hate feeling like I'm the reason this isn't working.
And you were like, because you are.
You are solely the reason. Brett tried, and she was very nice and accommodating to your needs.
Yeah, Brett was into it. She was trying to make it happen.
Even in the worst moment of finding your husband already looking for a new girlfriend, she never even yelled at him. She never even raised her voice. She never called him names. She didn't tell him to shut up. It was...
She said, you couldn't wait a week. Couldn't wait a week, huh?
Yep, just get out of here. In my head, that's what she said. She never even said that.
Sorry if I seem distracted. I have a cat.
Yes, neighbor's cat is visiting right now, so you're going to hear maybe some random purring, and I don't know. He's very into the pillows right now. Brett's friend asks if this is stemming from something Brett did or said. Super annoying, because it was not Brett at all.
Nope.
100% Ryan. Ryan said that they were doing better than they ever have been, and Brett found the downloaded dating app. Do you really, can you buy that? Oh, we had an amazing 2 weeks, and then I happened to download this app. I don't think they were ever doing good.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because of the couples retreat, even, he was talking about how he tried and Brett is shut down.
Doing good for them might have been, we are
talking
friends. We are talking. We are cordial. Because they never were, you know, mean to each other or anything like that. They were pretty level-headed folks.
Ryan just didn't care.
Right, he checked out, like, romantically in that level of emotion.
I don't think he really wanted to be a friend.
I probably use a little too big of a word. Yeah, probably not a friend.
Because you care about your friends.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my last quote I have for this section is, I wanted this to work more than anything. I promise you did not.
Some of these lines, I wonder if folks get nervous because the cameras are on them. And they're
probably.
Sort of, or they're trying to save face or sort of.
I think a lot of this episode was trying to save face for a lot of people.
This is some of my last moments on camera. I need to rewrite the script on my character.
Do you think producers tell them that they have to make it seem like they don't know what they're going to say on decision day?
They must, because it's beneficial.
It's so weird.
It's beneficial.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's ever been caught in conversation of, you know, because they record them all the time, or they're hanging out with them. If they've, you know, they're just casually talking, they're like, oh yeah, I'm totally saying, by the way, I'm totally saying, yeah, decision day. Yeah. And then they're like, cut that. Obviously we can't, well, we're not going to add that to the show. I think about these things.
Just this episode in particular, I felt like everyone was told to be very unsure and to have lots of things to say about how unsure they were. Brett says, after she came back to the joint apartment a few days after the Tinder incident happened, Ryan had already packed up all of his stuff and was gone.
He's checked out. Already legit checked out.
Brett's talking to her friend on the phone, and she expresses that she feels offended that Ryan can't take responsibility for himself when you tell him. It's an analogy for how he operates. Right, nail on the head. One of the greatest lines of this episode. Brett said, it was like he said, "Welp, this is not what I ordered." So true. That can sum up their entire relationship.
Well, she describes it really well when... It's almost like I didn't just fall in love. It wasn't just magic and I'm just now I'm in love and this is the marriage I wanted. It's not how it works.
Nope.
Gotta actually work at this to make it happen.
Yep. Michaela and Zach. Michaela's getting together with her sister at her apartment. Michaela said Zach did something that she hates, which is leap. But Zach made it very clear that he hates blowups. So I feel like they're both just doing things, whether they mean to or not, that is just absolutely what the other person does not want.
They are so up and down with... It's really strange because if I'm dating someone and they had these crazy explosive outbursts, I'd be like, you are not normal. These are not normal reactions.
I have a rebuttal to that. It is normal and people have to work through it.
I see what you mean. It's everyone's reaction is different. You can't say oh, your reactions are normal and then yours aren't. Everyone expresses themselves differently. Yes. I get that.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is some people have different reactions which are maybe outside of the norm, and so those reactions maybe need to be worked on.
Well, right. If we're walking downtown, it's crowded and somebody bumps you on the shoulder, some people might be like, "Hey, buddy." And then some people might just deck you in the face. You know, reactions are totally different, and some of them are
more appropriate than others.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
I see.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. But then, in her point, you know, I'm thankful. I haven't lost my parents. I haven't gone through those emotions, and I'm sure they weigh heavy on people. And it's a huge life event.
Yeah.
To lose a parent, and
I feel like there's more to that.
Maybe he didn't before or something.
No,
like
they
that.
Had a good bond, but maybe other relationships, maybe other family members. What if, I think there's more to it than just the dad passing.
Yeah, so Zach is super heavy about, not really being a fan of her reactions. And she does mention, like, you know, I have abandonment issues. She was pretty upfront with that. And he's left multiple times.
Yes.
Which, that's also a weird character trait for him to have in a relationship. Usually you can't just walk away from things.
Do you remember on the last episode, we were kind of theorizing what happened after the therapy session? We were wondering, oh, did they hang out together?
I can't remember if I said, like, she said, fuck no, and was not hanging out with him.
I don't remember what you said
either. I can't remember.
But they went out to eat right after, and then Zach ended up inviting her over to stay the night.
And then we found out she packed a bag.
She packed a bag.
Which is a very... Well, she probably needed some clothes. So I was like, it's a very professional way to go spend the night. It's like a sleepover. Like, I'm going to go pack my
little travel bag,
my little overnight bag.
Good for them.
And yeah, they
just poked. Enjoy each other.
So they poked.
Just enjoy each other.
Which again, it's like, man, you guys are so confusing. How could you be so distant, so apart to this dude's leaving at midnight to... Hey, do you want to grab some food and then poke? Like, that's crazy. The roller coaster is wild. Hear me out here.
Zach is sending very mixed signals. He's the one that is leaving this therapy session. He's the one he can't even talk about what happened. But I just feel, I don't know. I don't think he even knows what he wants he's doing.
You're right. The mixed signals of, like... It seems like I don't want anything to do with this to, mm-hmm. Do you want to go grab some food and spend the night? Like, that is
also
a crazy swing.
Dr. Pepper brought up a good point. Is the outburst the only thing that's negative that is bothering you in this relationship? Granted, it's a big thing, but is that the only thing? And he said, yes, that is the only thing, that she's an amazing woman.
I mean, even from what we've seen, they have a lot of good moments.
I mean, we've seen him break down. It was, I believe, on the next time on of him saying, basically outside of his mom, Michaela's the best woman.
He's the greatest woman he knows. I'm sure she has a lot of really great traits. You know, like dependable.
Can they work through this? Can they work through the outburst?
I think so.
I think so, too. Like, I think she could do therapy, and I think she could work on these issues that she's holding on to.
But I would think Zach needs to see someone as well.
I agree. Because I also think his reactions to things are not always the best, or his, kind of what we just talked about, the mixed signals, the, nope, this is over, to let's fuck. Bao and Johnny. Bao is meeting with her friend and explains how, while they've had a lot of big fights, and she's tried to de-escalate these fights, there's also been good times. I really like when her friend said, if everyone around you is giving you the same feedback, you should take that to heart. In reference to Johnny's family, the experts, his friends, all saying basically that he's in the wrong. That he's not giving this a chance, that he's picking at Bao and deciding to choose only the bad in her.
Yeah, he ended up focusing too much on the negatives from the onset of the relationship.
That he completely was blinded.
And it kind of just took over his reactions towards Bao, his opinions, how he would conversate with her. It's almost like if she said something out of line, he would immediately just focus in on the negatives, instead of just appreciating who she is, you know, as a wife and a partner and all that good stuff.
Or even getting to know her. He didn't even want to get to know her. Also, I'll never forgive him for saying her happiness is disgusting to him.
Yeah, like someone gets joy into some moment in time and you say, oh, you're childish and it's not attractive. It's like, dude, why does she
always have to be the sexy vixen for him? Why can't she just live her life?
And we mentioned this, I'm like, dude, you had fucking Star Wars stories on your entertainment area.
Okay. Bao brings up how she feels betrayed by not only her husband but her best friend of 20 years. Fuck Sarah.
Okay, I think Bao, let's just pretend we don't know her age, but we do. I think she's like 35. That would be a friend since like high school, like second, like sophomore year of high school. This friend's trying to end this relationship. Why would you throw your friend under the bus that you've known for 20 years? That's crazy to me.
No. If I'm maintaining a friendship that long, I'm pretty ride or die.
Oh yeah. We're sinking together.
Yeah.
You know, we're going down fighting.
Exactly. It's me and you against them.
Yeah. I know everyone was talking with their friends or their family members in this, but for some reason, I really wanted it to be Sarah that she talks to.
Oh, I know. I wanted it to be the confrontation.
Maybe on the reunion, they're like, we're bringing Em to bring on Sarah.
I would love that. That would make me so happy. Also, talking about the reunion, can Gil host it? He asks wonderful questions.
Yeah, he's really good at.
Maybe he can get a job after this. TV host. Reunion host for MAFS.
That'd be cool.
Because he knows what it's like to go through the process.
That'd be cool.
How cool would that be? Okay, then we see Johnny meeting with two of his friends. And he's really not looking forward to decision day. Johnny really said it was going south since the honeymoon. I'm trying to think what happened at the honeymoon. I thought he was talking about what a great ass she had and how hot she was. Is it just because she was joyous?
Is that when he mentioned that she was kind of childish?
No, that was later on. Well, but maybe that's maybe where it started. Maybe he only mentioned it. He saw her being happy.
And maybe he only mentioned it later on, but...
Yeah. He says that recently he has felt something and that they're having better moments. I don't believe he's feeling anything. Also, you're still in separate bedrooms, so I can't take that seriously. It's not improving to the point of you can even sleep in the same room.
I didn't like when he talked to his cousin, I believe. Was it his friend or his cousin?
I think
cousin?
It was just two of his friends.
I think it was just two of his friends. Sorry about that. He said that after he found out that she went through some tough shit as a kid, he's like, I don't know. I felt like I had to take care of her. I was like, you would have known this, like, if you really try to get to know someone.
Yeah.
Way earlier. The fact that you found out in like week 7.
Yeah.
Dude.
Because they made you do this.
You did not try to get to know this. You wouldn't even let him meet your family.
Nope. Well, you wouldn't let him get to know. They met at the wedding, but.
Well, yeah, they met at the wedding, but after that, like, you wouldn't.
Nope. Bring her around.
I wonder if you felt like, okay, now I've introduced her to my family and outside of a marriage scope, do I owe some kind of commitment now? Or. Maybe his family would really like her, and then...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've already expressed really liking her, even at the wedding. Mom said, you can call me Mom. That's a big deal. Johnny's friends also tried to tell him to not focus on the negative. Even they say, you're picking at her. You're focusing on the negative, that they do see potential there. But how many times can he be told this? By everyone around him.
I think he's at the point where he's not going to listen to that advice.
No, I...
Yeah, you know, he's like, oh,
people have tried too many times. Yeah. Let's just point out that Bao's outfits this episode and her hair and her makeup were so cute.
She came out with some revenge outfits for sure.
Yes, and I want her to say no. I'll discuss why and all this later, but yeah, she looked super cute. They went out to dinner. She was head to toe sparkles, really cute waves in her hair. Johnny was, like, speechless. He said, you know, if it could, his jaw would have hit the floor. But, like, you had the opportunity to grow with this woman this whole time. She's not any different. So you don't deserve her. Johnny's toothbrush dying is the perfect analogy.
Just that was a really random tidbit that they included in the show.
Yes, and then he was, like, shocked, and then he broke out the other backup toothbrush.
I was thinking, couldn't he just have used the old toothbrush?
Yeah, I felt like, okay, I felt the same way, and I don't know if that's wrong. Like, finish, you're already mid-brushing, so you add toothpaste on it, just manually finish it up. I don't know. Johnny does lots of things I don't understand, so why would this change now?
My man takes, like, 3 showers a day.
Exactly.
He'd be disgusted with both of us. Absolutely disgusted.
Rachel and Jose. Rachel's talking to her friend, and she asks if Rachel is going to stay married. She does say there's a lot of pros. Cue montage of the fight and Rachel getting kicked out and then locked out. I still can't get over how Jose talked to her. Maybe I forgot, but...
It was really...
Get the fuck out. That's really disrespectful. Okay. Yeah. It was early on in the marriage, but, like, just the fact that you're talking to someone like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He was so mad.
That's a part of his
about something I mean, so little. Did she call it a character flaw?
I think so.
It is. Like
again, you know, normal reactions, and this was just really intense and really just a really powerful reaction to something.
That was a non-issue. That's what's scary about it. Rachel's friend says that the note cards are trash, and I completely agree. Do you remember when this episode aired and they showed him making the cards? I didn't understand what the point was. What was the long-term goal of this? I still don't.
I thought the cards signaled kind of like accountability.
I guess, but if you're just making these cards and there's no action, what does that mean? You just made cards to make cards. He made the cards, he read them to her, and he put them on the fridge. That's doing nothing for me.
There was a card about, what was it, like... I'll listen better or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he still doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter.
I see what you mean. It's like an empty promise.
Yeah. Jose is talking to his friends, and he explains that Rachel does a lot of little things for him that he appreciates, but he is concerned about Rachel being unfaithful and her communication.
I have to side with him. I mean, she did go to her ex's. She slept at her ex's house.
I was so team Rachel, and that's hard.
It should bug people only because there are so many other people you should be able to call.
Like before the friend your you're ex. Meeting with right now.
Why didn't you call her?
Okay. I know this is dumb.
Maybe she's I got kids. I ain't trying to be up right now.
What if she called everyone and no one answered?
Well, no. Then here's the thing. You're a strong, independent woman. Go get your ass a hotel room.
I would just Uber home. Well, I wouldn't have my key, so I guess, yeah, I guess I'm... But then you don't have money either. Like, you don't have anything. Oh my god, can I just call the front desk of this hotel and be let me in?
I guess that's right, because then they have to check ID. Because you can maybe make a reservation online, pay online, and then...
I think when
you show up, you still have to...
Can you, like,
you
could have
probably
everything?
Told them the circumstances, like, I have...
I don't think they care.
I pay with this online, my boyfriend kicked me out, I need a place to stay. I mean,
but you have to have the deposit. You have to put a card down.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You can stay at a sketchy hotel that's like cash only. They're showing got cash. God damn it.
I'm sure they got iPhones. They got Apple Pay and some weird shit. They could have done
all that. I'll just leave in the hall.
What hotel around here has wireless pay?
You know, I'm super petty.
Apple Pay, Google Pay, whatever pay.
Be dramatic.
Samsung Pay.
Lay in front of the door.
PayPal.
I feel like Apple Pay is accepted everywhere now.
I feel like any technology-forward hotel would do some kind of wireless pay.
Yeah.
I found out my phone has NFC, which...
What is that?
It's like the thing where you can, for example, on like a bus pass, you can like touch your phone against a thing and then it like will take out the money fare. I must have disabled it when I first got the phone because I'm like, I don't want my phone scanning for shit.
Now look at it, scanning everything.
People are going to hack me. And then I realize I have to turn it on for it to work. I'm like, oh, my phone does have this capability. I just thought I had a dumb smartphone. I guess I don't.
In the next scene, Rachel and Jose are at lunch together. Jose said he didn't communicate as good as he thought he did. And Rachel said her fear is having another huge argument where the argument would mean the end of the relationship. This is where it gets interesting. Jose said he blames social media for singles that just want to travel and YOLO.
I didn't like how he put social media on blast. I kind of wish I was going with him, but I kind of substituted social media with more of dating apps as far as the whole...
Yeah, but he meant like Instagram.
Yeah, like a lack of commitment. I'm like, I've never figured Instagram as you have an Instagram, so you have a lack of commitment.
Booty pics.
Like, I don't know. That was kind of odd. I was like, yeah, I've seen, you know, like a situation like Ryan where you can just always swipe left or right and there's another person, or Johnny, the serial dater, like that can generate a lack of commitment. And actually in their examples, they both have lack of commitments in their relationships.
That's true.
I thought it was kind of odd that he decided to use social media as his example. Maybe Jose is a kind of old school guy where he has like no social media and he's just like...
Sounds like he's not into social
media. Maybe he's been burned by social media or something.
But he has an Instagram because I looked it up the other night. It's private. Got nothing out of it. Rachel disagrees. She wants to do all the things with her husband. And I agree with her. She wants to go to Thailand, to Switzerland, and she said exotic places, and we know traveling has always been a priority for her. Jose says they can road trip to San Antonio or Vegas.
Oh my god. You know what's crazy?
He's a
mission flight specialist who's like in the control room when the damn ship's going to space.
But he only wants to stay in Texas.
Only wants to stay in Texas and drive to a vacation spot.
Is he scared to fly?
What if he is?
I mean, I'm not very comfortable with it.
You know, we haven't flown in two years. Yeah. It was kind of scary on the first flight taking off and you kind of like, and I'm in the air again. Yeah. Oh boy. But you know, then you go on like four more flights, that whole trip, you know, going there and on the way back. And you know, by the later half of it, you're kind of just like, well, going through the motions.
Wasn't that crazy? We used to travel a lot.
Looking back, that's weird,
but that was so nice.
Well, it was a mix of work.
And I would always extend my work trips.
But
so.
See, we're interesting. It's not even that we had so many work trips. It's that we always tend to join each other on work trips.
Yeah.
So if Ellie's going to, I don't know, Texas or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'll go with you. Or
Orlando ones were great.
Or I'm going to Orlando. I'm like, well, yeah. You're coming with me, right? Like, it's just.
And then you extend and you go to Disney World.
Yeah. Well, usually these events, they're located in big cities where there's other things to do. Like, you know, San Diego.
Oh, you know, it was a great
Austin,
one?
Texas.
Miami. Miami's fun.
Miami. Like, they're usually located in just places where you can.
Easily get to internationally. Yeah. Because for my meetings, at least, we have a lot of people internationally coming in, so right. They want to do East Coast, New York, Miami, and
so work, you're already assigned to be there for maybe like 3 days. Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is. It's pretty easy to pad 1 or 2 days,
yeah,
and just stay longer. Mm-hmm. And you'd only have to pay for 1 or 2 days of your stay.
Exactly.
Doesn't, you know, makes for a fairly cheap travel. I mean, usually it's in the States, like we're not going like international. No, well,
but that's okay.
Well, the Japan thing was international. Yes. That was a crazy rare situation though.
Exactly. See, Rachel would love this.
Sorry, we trying to give couples tips on how to travel with each other.
There you go.
In case you get the opportunity to do that.
Mirla and Gil. Mirla is talking to her friend and she says she got a good one, speaking of her husband. She does bring up the one issue they have, which is the drastic difference in income. And Mirla is worried that since Gil is restarting his career, well, he's not restarting his career. He has recently become a firefighter.
I wasn't aware of that. When did they ever mention that?
No, not before.
Okay.
So he's recently become a firefighter, which means, you know, your pay is lower. You're, as with any job.
Mm-hmm.
Gil and Mirla are going roller skating, which was super cute. Again, the one issue. Gil brings up the finances and her attitude as being the biggest deal breakers. Gil asks Mirla if she thinks she's made out of gold, and he thinks that she can be a brat, and it doesn't sit well with him. He went kind of too hard on her here. On a fun date night? That's apartment talk.
Yeah, well.
I understand it's for the show. I think the whole thing was set up for the show.
But yeah, and they were.
Have fun.
They were pretty alone in that setting.
The whole thing was just them. Do you think he went too hard on her?
I think so. A lot of the times we see them poking at each other, but it always usually ends in like a...
Like, it's usually more fun poking. Like, they both just give each other shit as to where it was just him giving shit.
Yeah, I think he went a little too... But also, I think he's trying to get questions answered as much as he can because, I mean, this is it. This is really it. I mean, they're packing up and splitting time that last day. So he's probably just trying to get his questions answered and be like, I need to know... If you're super sure about this whole high class thing, and I don't care about that stuff, I'm not driven by money.
We see later on that Gil is on the phone with his mom. Gil says Mirla's high class life is fine as long as she doesn't try to change him. But he's definitely trying to change her and her spending habits and the way she lives her life. So I didn't think that was fair.
That is, wasn't that weird?
Yeah. He, again, no self-reflection. I don't think it's fair for him to say that I live kind of how people should live. And again, trying to change her when he does not want to be changed. He doesn't want to spend money. He doesn't want to be materialistic. Gil says Mirla is from a traditional family where her dad paid for everything. And Gil, it was also from the same type of a traditional family where his dad paid for everything. He says times are different, though. He says he can pay the bills, but there would be nothing left over. As Mirla makes double what he does, he doesn't think that he should have to pay for everything. Thoughts? Should he have to... keep kind of the standard, this traditional family, how do I say this?
Oh, like the father figure kind of pays for everything?
Yeah, do you think that the father figure, the head of the household, the male, if you will, should have to pay for everything? Or do you kind of go with what Gil's saying and say, hey, times are different, let's split?
I think it's fine to say split because Mirla doesn't seem like a traditional person. Like, I don't think she would...
But she wants the man to pay for everything. She said that.
Yeah, I mean, making double in someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Is this a compromise? It's probably not. But is it a compromise if he does what she wants and he pays all the bills, but she takes care of him with fun money, not allowance-wise. I know that sounds right, but if they go out for dinner, she pays. They go out to the movie, she pays.
Yeah, that can be an interesting way to split it. But it'd just be weird because what if the place they live is way beyond what he'd be willing to pay? Like, what if he'd be willing to pay like $1,100 for a spot, but she's trying to pay like $2,000? Like, that's maybe a lot. Like, that's like double what he's willing to pay.
From the previous conversation, it sounded like he got a spot for them that was everything that she wanted. She was super excited. They were talking about how much space they have for hype. It sounded like they came up with a good compromise for that, at least.
You know, honestly, I think they can make it work, and I think the show is kind of...
They have to have something to go on. They're kind of like
trying to spin some drama and some get the fans to sort of think it might not work out between them, but I'll wait for our predictions, but I think they...
The internet gave Gil so much shit this week, and I don't agree. They said, you know, he talks down to her, he's always giving her shit, he's always poking at her. I don't know. I think maybe because me and you give each other so much shit all the time that it's, I don't know. There's so much banter is a key part of this relationship.
They seem to have done a pretty good job of, they kind of poke at each other, but it never gets...
too serious. It almost got too serious.
It almost got a little serious in this conversation, but they've done a really good job of sort of balancing on that wire of just, you know,
she's a good sport. She doesn't deny being, you know, high class, as he says.
Well, one time she did. He's like, really? She tried. Yeah, it was like, but again, it's like a playful thing for them.
I don't know. Maybe people would think we have an awful relationship. We're completely who we are with each other.
And we don't take it seriously. Maybe we tone it down. We're with friends, but
with other people versus like in private. Yeah. Maybe that's true, actually. We then see Zach and Gil talking, and Zach explains that he's tired of this and no longer wants to be a part of it. Then why are you inviting this woman over to sleep at your house?
He just wanted to poke.
Mixed signals. Apparently, always.
She wanted to poke too, which is fine. It is going to make their decision day really. They already kind of show that their decision day does get intense.
Because
they're going through a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So his mind is going to be all over the place on decision day, and we already get a sneak peek of that. I'm so excited.
Zach does say that they had lunch after the session with Dr. Pepper, and they had a good conversation, but he strategically left out that he invited her over. Again, this is very Zach.
Yeah. Well, every time, a lot of the times when we've seen them talk with other individuals from the, you know, with doing the experiment, it's almost like they omit some things or they make it seem like they're in a better spot than they are.
A lot of it is a better spot than they are. And then we see the whole group hang out for the last time as married couples. Granted, like half of them aren't talking to each other, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's true. I didn't get much out of the whole, like, we know they got to spend the last day apart, you know, think things through.
Yeah.
Which, totally fine. I get it. What I don't get, and I can't recall from the previous seasons of how long they make decision day. I can't remember if it's
That's what we were talking about. I think it's one episode, but an extra long episode. So you know how we're at about an hour and a half without commercials? I think we're going to be pushed to two.
Okay.
I don't think they would split it up.
Is that like a 3-hour finale on TV with commercials?
Yeah. Do you remember the wedding episodes? Those were so long.
Yeah, so... Spoilers, we usually have to wait for the episode to be up on YouTube so we can buy the episode.
Yeah.
And
so it's like the next day is what we get. Like, I think you can do it day of, but I don't want
to
wait.
You might have to stay. Yeah, we'd have to stay up. And yeah, it's just a... But yeah, we usually wait till the next day to watch the show. We can buy it on YouTube or whatever. And yeah, I can't imagine 3 hours of commercials.
We see the group hanging out in the apartment clubhouse for the last time, all together as married couple. Gil is, again, a wonderful host, so he's picking people's brains. He goes first and said his deal breaker would be if Mirla keeps living like she's single. I think that's very unfair to say. She's not living like she's single. She's not calling people, texting people, hooking up with people, going to clubs. She's living her life as she always has to herself. I don't think that makes her single. He's putting too much emphasis on that as to where it should have been, I don't know, a different word. Mirla said her deal breaker would be if he made her stop shopping altogether.
I don't think he has the power to do that.
He doesn't, but...
Like I say, at the end of the day, it's her money.
But that's the thing.
You think he, like, ridicule her too much?
Yes.
Like, oh, you came back with $2,000 worth of stuff.
Just nagging her, picking at her, even though it is her money and her savings and she gets everything done that she needs to get done.
They seem to, you know, they even mentioned that they have really good communication. Like, they need to...
And he's very comfortable.
They need to understand, or, you know, in whatever way they come to a not a resolution, but, you know, okay with each other's values. Like, hey, if she's down to spend, that's her money. Like, she makes.
But he's not okay with that.
Well, it's almost like, well, you need to.
He needs to compromise. Just as he wants her to save and pay more of the bills, he needs to compromise on what his expectation.
I definitely agree. I think they can get there.
I think so too. Oh my God, we saw in the next time on they finally had sex.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of them.
Constant. They didn't really say when, did they?
No, but we know it's recently because at another previous therapy session, they said they haven't yet.
Good for them.
I know. See, it's going well. She would not if she felt not close to him or if things were not going well. Considering how long the kiss took. The
kiss took a long time.
Yeah.
Really long time.
So, I mean, she's clearly, they're still feeling comfortable. Brett says the reason to say yes on decision day would be because of mutual feelings, connections, respect. And the reason to say no is if you don't have any of that. And she said, that is my mentality going into. So clearly it's a no.
Whoa, say the predictions.
I'm just saying, based on that.
All right, hold on.
Ryan said he's going to continue to trust his feelings.
Is this such a phony?
Yeah. This, again, when kind of reflecting on what we said earlier of how I felt like people were just lying or saying things to save face, this is exactly what I'm talking about. He said he's been very honest with himself and he's going to keep doing that. Okay. Well,
what?
Johnny said he would say yes if he saw potential. Val says it takes two to start a marriage, sustain a marriage, but it only takes one person to end it. Zach says that if he said yes on decision day, that it would mean that he has been happy for the last 8 weeks.
So he's clearly going to, well.
That he would want it to continue. If he says no, that means it doesn't work for me. Oh, this is where I got super confused.
He's fucking.
This is where I say he talks, but he doesn't say anything.
He's like, it's a maybe if I say yes, it's a maybe if I say no. Like, what?
Just because you say yes doesn't mean it's going to work. Just because you say no doesn't mean it's going to work. Thank you.
Thank you for saying nothing. I appreciate you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Val asks why it can't be a yes on decision day, then a no later on after you try, which is valid. And that's kind of where I am with a lot of people. So why don't you just say yes?
I'm curious if some couples, even if some, like one person says that, one person says no, they might be thinking of maybe reaching out to the person and saying, hey, would you like to give this a try outside of this experiment?
But if you tell me no, if you say you want a divorce, I'm not even willing to have that conversation. Mm. So if you say no, you better be.
I just wonder if there's some kind of safeties in place for the individuals.
No, that's decision day. You make your decision.
No, I know, but what if they're just protecting themselves? Like, hey, I have to say no because like I can sort of get divorced without it being on my record or something like that. But then
I don't think so.
I don't know. Just
I don't know. I disagree with Val. If someone says no, I don't want to be with you, we're gonna have a divorce today, I'm not opening that door later on.
So you agree with her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I thought you said you disagree
with her. No,
okay.
I agree with her.
Agree with her, okay.
I felt like a lot of the guys were tiptoeing about what no would mean to them. Like, they wanted to be the good guy and have all this fine print and all these caveats against what no means to them. It doesn't matter. Like, it's literally a yes or no question. Do you want to be with this person? Yes or no. It's not, well, I'm going to say no, but this is what I mean for after. We're going to, like, try to make it work. Then don't say no. I don't know. I didn't like all this fine print stuff trying to happen. Then they started talking about things that they learned through this process. Brett says that she learned she was able to have an open mind. Rachel learned to push past arguments and not just break up with her partner. Val said she was patient and tried really hard to be more kind in this relationship than she had in previous. Johnny says he learned that he always thought he was so calm and even keeled, and he realized he's an emotional wreck. Johnny's talking about staying and working through tough situations, but I can't take that seriously because every single argument, he would just leave. Get up and walk to another room and yell, battle cry, or just straight leave the apartment. Again, this whole, no, can't take it seriously.
Yeah, we're in other situations, you know, outside of this experiment, like you can't just walk away.
Yeah, there's no other apartment. Zach says he also thought he was cool, calm, and collected, but he's cried more during this process than he has in his whole 27 years of life. Gil learned that he's able to be vulnerable with someone and give trust. And then the episode kind of ended with everyone in bed with their partner or getting ready for bed, since it is the last night that they can all be together. And that's it. They kind of had their final thoughts with each other, and they all said they don't know what they're going to say. And that was it.
This production's like, you gotta leave it open.
Oh my god, who gets hype if they don't make it?
Oh my gosh.
Definitely Gil.
Definitely his dog, come on.
It's very all much right, so mirrorless now that she's walking him. Oh, are predictions.
You, are you ready? Yeah, are you ready for some predictions?
Okay, let's go straight into it. Let's just go in the same order as the episode.
All right. All
Brett
right.
and Ryan.
This is a clear no.
From both or one?
From both.
My prediction?
This is probably the most definitive no.
Yes, my prediction is absolutely the same. A no from each one of them. If Ryan says yes, I'm going to lose my shit.
I hope the experts give him so much shit. Not only for his lack of effort, but also the whole dating app thing.
Yeah.
I hope they go in on him.
Brett, girl, you're going to meet someone great. Don't worry. You're awesome.
She seems like such a cool person. Yeah, she's a volleyball coach. You know, looks like a normal, attractive lady.
She'll be fine. I don't want to be her to be too brokenhearted by her getting shortchanged in this process. Michaela and Zach, this is going to be an interesting one.
Oh boy.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Give me your thoughts.
They're both going to say yes.
Wow, not what I thought. This couple has had such a roller coaster relationship that I actually think they're going to be in a situation where one says yes and one says no.
Really?
You know what's odd is I can't tell which one's going to do
that what. Was going to be my question. Which one's going to be the no?
I don't know. Like, I thought about it. Well, you know, Zach is tearing his eyes out. Does that mean he's working up his emotions to say no? But he's sort of like, but then you call her like the most amazing woman besides your mom. I'm like, is that what you really say no to?
Yeah.
And you say they both say yeah?
I say they both say yes. Oh my gosh. Now, I mean, there's
We already have a difference then, so can I just submit the scorecard and say one says yes, one says no?
That's fine.
All right.
Bao and Johnny.
This is a definite no for me.
From both?
From both.
I think Bao is going to say yes and Johnny's going to say no.
I think Johnny is... hurt her too many times for her to actually
but she keeps coming back and she keeps talking about the good times and it's throwing me off, but then she had all these revenge outfits this week. I don't know. I think that she will say yes because she really wants this, and she has given this man so many chances and she has done everything for him. He's definitely gonna say no because he doesn't give a shit. Someone's happiness disgusts someone, it's over.
I feel you. I get your vote. It's locked in. I'm gonna say no.
Both knows.
Both knows.
Okay. Rachel and Jose.
It's definitely yes for me. Yes. They have issues, but I think they've worked through them, and they seem to be in a pretty good overall state.
Same. I vote for two yeses.
But we already have some differences, which I'm really excited about. Cannot wait. It's really boring if we were to say the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And my couple, Mirla and Gil.
So you told me about a slight... could be spoiler warning,
it
was sort of in the shadows. What did you find?
Okay, jump ahead like a minute if you don't want to hear the spoiler that I saw on Reddit. It was that Gil was posting a bunch of things about on Twitter about being kind of heartbroken and how can you leave someone that you say you love, and then he was liking all these booty pictures and a couple posts of people talking shit about Mirla. So, there might be some harsh feelings there.
It's probably too much to think about it being...
But we can't think of the social media in our decision.
Oh, no, no, no.
I have to take it from the show.
Well, from the show, I think they're both going to say yes, because I don't think there's been enough for them to sort of... I don't think there's been enough for them to say no.
I agree. I think they're both going to say yes. Based off of what I saw, and I'm not going to take what I saw on Twitter and Reddit to heart. I think mostly because I'm in denial and I want them to work forever and live happily ever after.
I thought it'd be funny if somehow that was almost like planned to throw people
off.
That's
what I'm wondering.
Like, it'd be crazy.
I put nothing again.
It'd be crazy. Yeah, and so they would be they'd be a cool couple, and I hope it works out for them.
Yeah, I want them to have their baby with their nanny and hype, and maybe get a little puppy for hype and live happily ever after. I've planned their life.
Hi.
All right. Any other thoughts? We will watch the crazy long episode next week.
No, I'm just really excited about the finales. The after show.
Yes, the reunion. I'm so excited for the reunion, because if people say yes and then they come to the reunion and are like, no, this would not work out, that's always crazy.
It's going to be really fun. It's going to be fun to cover. Just can't wait.
Thank you all so much for listening. I always really appreciate it. I hope you all have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.